the main news on Unza Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Unza Radio Main News broadcast at 17:45 hours. The headlines. In local news, crocodile kills 10-year-old boy in Siyabonga. The government calls for price cuts after Kwacha gains. International news, World Central Bank chiefs stand in solidarity with US Fed Chair Powell. And in sports news, Carrick to be appointed Manchester United interim manager. With the news in detail, my name is Emmanuel Sakala. In local news, a 10-year-old boy has tragically lost his life in a crocodile attack on the shores of Lake Kariba in Siyabonga district. The boy, a grade 4 pupil, was bathing early yesterday morning, January 12, 2026, as he prepared for school. Southern Province Police Commanding Officer Mono Namalongo confirmed the incident, identifying the boy as Vinok Kabaya from Kakamba village within Chief Sinadambwe's area. Namalongo explains that the crocodile attacked the boy while she was bathing and dragged him into deeper waters. He says members of the public immediately launched a search, and after 3 hours, the boy's body was recovered about 200 meters from the shore. The Ministry of Home Affairs and Internal Security has assured officers who took part in last year's nationwide mobile issuance of national registration cards, NRCs, that their allowances will be paid. Principal Public Relations Officer Mwala Kalaluka told ZMBC News that the government has already begun paying the officers in phases and that all those eligible will receive their dues. Kalaluka says delays in settling some of the payments were mainly due to incorrect bank details submitted by certain officers. He has appealed to the affected officers to remain patient, adding that the government is making every effort to ensure all outstanding allowances are paid in full. Several residents of Livingstone District in southern Zambia were left stranded on Tuesday, January 13, 2025, after heavy rains flooded multiple crossing points, disrupting access to the central business area. The affected areas include Namatama, Mwalibonena, Maramba, Liwuyu, and Kabila wards. Residents have expressed frustration over what they describe as delays by local authorities to elevate flood-prone crossing points despite recurring incidents during the rainy season. Ngwenya Bridge in Namatama ward has found that several houses built close to the crossing point are at risk of collapsing due to strong water flow. Namatama ward councillor Kelvin Mambo has sympathized with affected residents but cautions against defying council directives that prohibit encroachment along streams and drainage areas. Still in local news, the Ministry of Tourism has signed a contract worth 132.3 million kwacha with Kaiji Construction Zambia for the rehabilitation and upgrading of about 8.31 kilometers of selected city center roads in Livingstone. The project is being implemented under the Zambia Green Resilience and Transformational Tourism Development Project, GRED TDP, which seeks to improve access to resilient infrastructure in selected tourism development areas. Tourism Permanent Secretary Evans Muhanga says the project will be carried out in two phases and is expected to be completed within 9 months from the date of signing. Speaking at the signing ceremony, Muhanga explains that phase one will cover project design and the Environmental and Social Impact Assessment, ESIA. He says phase two will run for 6 months and will involve construction works to upgrade the city center roads to bituminous standards in line with the objectives of the Great TDP. Armed criminals have stolen more than 357,000 kwacha in cash from a named bakery in Choma, Southern Province. Southern Province Police Commanding Officer Mono Namalongo has confirmed the incident, which occurred on Sunday, January 11, 2026, at around 23:20 hours. Namalongo says that on the day in question, three masked men armed with a taser gun and machetes attacked workers at the bakery before fleeing with the money. He says during the attack, one worker was assaulted and sustained machete injuries. Namalongo says no arrests have been made so far and investigations are continuing. Finally, in local news, the government has urged traders and businesses to reduce the prices of goods and services following the continued appreciation of the kwacha against the United States dollar and other major currencies. In a statement issued to the media, Commerce, Trade and Industry Minister Chipoka Mulenga said the strengthening of the local currency reflects growing confidence in Zambia's economic fundamentals and the effectiveness of the government's macroeconomic and fiscal policies. Mulenga says the gains recorded by the kwacha are the result of deliberate and sustained efforts by Zambians responding to President Hakainde Hichilema's call for hard work and productivity under the work-after-work mantra. He notes that a stronger kwacha brings clear benefits to the economy, particularly in trade and commerce, as it reduces the cost of imported goods, raw materials, machinery, fuel, and other critical inputs used by businesses. The minister adds that the combination of a stronger currency, lower inflation, reduced fuel prices, and improved electricity supply have significantly lowered operational costs for businesses, creating a clear opportunity for price reductions. We now take a short break. Still to come is international and sports news. Don't go away.
Get himself a nice fresh bottle of Mandy. It's guaranteed to abolish the word thirst.
Yep.
Quality comes first right here. So next time you feel the need to feel refreshed, feel free. Don't ask for water. Ask for Mandy.
Rajo.
Abo.
How come you're always smiling these days? New car or is it new girlfriend?
None of that. You are DSTV, boy.
DSTV? Stop joking. Tell me more.
I paid for Compact and DSTV upgraded me to Compact Plus.
Wait, you mean when you pay for your current package, they upgrade you to the next higher package?
Hey, wait.
You should have told me earlier. I'm paying today. DSTV, here I come.
We got you. Pay and get upgraded for Mahala. This is a limited time offer. DSTV, your home of entertainment.
Why settle for crumbs when you can feast on world-class entertainment this season on Showmax? And the best part? You can pay for your subscription in just 5 simple steps with MTN Momo. Step 1, download the Showmax app and sign up. Step 2, select the package that speaks to you. Step 3, choose MTN Momo as your payment method. Step 4, enter your phone number and hit pay with MTN Momo. Step 5, put in your MTN Momo